Philanthropy is the new vogue. Global captains of industry, hedge fund managers, private equity kings, all of them seem to be aching to give part of their fortunes away to alleviate poverty in developing nations or to combat global warming. It is particularly the case in the United States, where the most wealthy 10% of Americans account for about half of all individual donations. Giving is less generous in some other developed countries, for example, the United Kingdom and across Europe. But what actually motivates business people to spend time and money on good causes? Could it be guilt at being rich, a form of social climbing, a blatant way to improve your image, or genuine concern to change the world? I went to one of the glitziest fundraising events of 2007 in London and ended up talking to some of Britain's biggest philanthropists, the publicity-shy leaders of the Hinduja business empire. Almost smell the wealth in the air. I'm surrounded by an elite band of millionaires and billionaires, men in sharp evening dress and women in glittering floor-length gowns. Under the vaulted ceilings of the Royal Courts of Justice here in the City of London.
My name is Renu Mehta. I'm the founder and CEO of Fortune Forum.
Renu Mehta organised this shindig, and she admits it's different to the event she put together last year. She says it reflects a new trend in philanthropy.
We figure that, OK, it's great, it's wonderful to fund identifiable projects and to know that, you know, your money can actually buy clean water for someone for a lifetime and sanitation and so on. But frankly, a few million pounds will help a few thousand people. That's the reality of it. And the idea is, look, these problems are so enormous. How can we scale up the solutions to affect, you know, and help, you know, millions of people rather than thousands? Because millions of people are dying every day. Perhaps with a policy shift, we can change millions of lives. So this is what we intend to do.
So, in effect, the guests are being urged to give their money not to causes, but to lobby groups who try to actually persuade governments to take action.
Precisely.
Right?
And I think their presence alone will achieve that.
The star guest is former Vice President Al Gore. The humblest ticket to attend costs $2,000. Multiply that by 10 if you want to mingle with VIPs like Mr. Gore. Global warming is one of the big themes being addressed, but it's also about combating disease and poverty. It is rumoured that the combined wealth of the guests would top $100 billion.
Hi, would you like a glass of champagne?
As the fizz flowed, I wandered round talking to people about why they'd come.
I'm from Africa, and I absolutely would do anything to help people in Africa. Giving money is not enough. You have to support the charity in any way you can, with money as well as with the influence you have, if you have any.
A lot of people who got wealth didn't have wealth once, and they want to give something back. And I've travelled extensively in Africa, and I've seen a heck of a lot of their problems. It's worthwhile.
But how do the charities feel about the suggestion that rich business people's influence can be just as valuable as their money? I bumped into Mark Coote, fundraising director of Britain's biggest charity, Cancer Research UK. He made it clear money is still the key.
Well, in terms of the community of scientists and clinicians who are trying to beat cancer through research, it is essentially about raising funds. World-class research is very expensive. But of course, it's also an opportunity to talk to people about the progress that is being made. And people won't fund research unless they know there's significant aspiration around making progress to beat cancer. So it's a double-edged sword, really, or rather a double opportunity.
So which nationality of business people in the rich world are the most generous? It's a fact that charitable giving in the US is more than 2% of national earnings, and it's often very public, whereas in Britain it's just over 1%, and giving here has often been regarded as a private, a secret affair. In places like Germany and the Netherlands, levels are even lower. Perhaps, some suggest, due to their more generous social welfare systems. Renumetta wants to encourage more American-style giving in Europe. I asked her what motivates business leaders to pay to attend events like the Fortune Forum.
I think the issues are so pressing. You don't really need to twist their arm. The era of philanthropists leaving great legacies has moved on, and we're seeing, you know, a younger, more agile generation bringing their, you know, private sector experience to the table. They want to invest their time, not just their money, and they want to see how they can bring that knowledge to the table and tackle, you know, problems in a systematic manner.
A cynic might argue that some of these people might perhaps feel a bit guilty at being so rich. This is their way of assuaging that.
You know, everyone has their own motives. You know, someone may see a dying child and want to help them because that's, you know, spurred on by an emotion. And someone else may say, well, okay, I just have too much. And like you said, you know, you feel guilty. I shouldn't be having this. I should be sharing this with the world. And some people are out there because they want to show people that they're giving. Frankly, I don't care. I just, you know, we want to bring this, you know, we want to see change happen.
Among the guests were two quiet brothers who command a multi-billion dollar global business empire founded in India. They're often described as reclusive, but they spoke to Business Daily.
I am GP Hinduja, president of the Hinduja Group of Companies, and my brother is the chairman of the company.
Srichand and Gopichand Hinduja are two of four Hinduja brothers. Their powerful business runs charitable foundations, which give millions of dollars to good causes. But they've also had their share of adverse publicity in the past. Corruption charges against three of the four brothers were thrown out of India's High Court in 2005 after long legal battles. I asked the brothers, starting with Gopichand, why they have always practiced philanthropy.
It gives us a sense of peace and achievement. And our late father had a motto, work to give. We all live as trustees. The wealth doesn't belong to us. It is meant for the society. That's our objective in life.
So would you say that giving, the philanthropy, is as important as making a profit?
I think it's more important than making a profit. But if you don't make a profit, you can't do a philanthropic activity.
You see, the first principle, guiding principle of our founder, that's our father, has been that I am earning to give. I am earning to share with others who cannot afford and who deserve the support.
Do you think people always understand that? Because a lot of people are very cynical about businessmen and people who earn a big profit and become wealthy.
Normally, the rich people are misunderstood. If few of them do not follow this pattern, all are branded in the same category. But there are people in the world on which this world is surviving who keep on doing good things.
Do you think philanthropy is changing? Do you think people want to use their influence more than just
money? There are different types of philanthropy. Some people are coming in for social upliftment, and some like to do it quietly without making noises.
But I guess it's pretty good for your reputation as well, isn't it? I mean, you've occasionally had a bad press sometimes. It must be good to feel that it's not only good for your soul, but for your image.
Actually, we have never done philanthropy for our image. We have never done. So far as media is concerned, they have to do their job. We have to do our own job. And we are very clear what we do is good. Okay? Thank you.
And that was the end of my interview and the start of dinner. To an outsider, it might have looked uncomfortably like hedonistic excess for some of the most privileged in Western society. I asked one guest, does that matter?
It depends what your aims are. If the aim is actually to invite people to give and to network and talk about a given topic, it doesn't matter how you invite them in. You know, I think that compassion touches all of us.
You're listening to Business Daily from the BBC with Leslie Kerwin.